You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Marcus Nevels Jr. taking care of his girlfriend's toddler. He smokes pot and scrolls on his phone at the same time. The boy finds Nevels' loaded gun stuck between two couch cushions and shoots himself. Two-year-old Kier McCoy dies.
Nancy, Neville told police he zoned out while a toddler was left in his care at the couple's shared Michigan apartment. Neville's also had a lot to say at his initial court appearance. Quote, I'm trying to see how they're saying this is my fault. I didn't shoot and kill him. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has recently signed a law taking effect in 2024 that will require gun owners to keep guns in a locked storage box if children are present.
Neville's 22, charged with involuntary manslaughter. A Frontier Airlines passenger becomes belligerent with the flight crew and is asked to leave the flight Denver to Tampa. As the woman walks down the aisle, she grabs an intercom and uses it to strike a flight attendant in the face. The hit and subsequent argument plays over the plane's speakers for everyone on board to hear. The unnamed woman finally removed, charged with assault. She did make it to Florida on a later flight. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 22-year-old inmate has been apprehended about 250 miles from the West Texas jail from where he fled earlier in the day by scaling a fence. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says that Trent Thompson was last seen in the Formby unit in Plainview. He was apprehended about 12 hours later in Coleman, which is near Plainview to the southeast. A Department of Criminal Justice spokesperson says Thompson stole a car after scaling a prison fence. Thompson had been found guilty of three charges of aggravated robbery in Taylor County and Coleman County, as well as an aggravated assault on a public official. His expected date of release was 2052.
According to prison officials, Thompson will now be charged with felony escape. The Mexican Defense Department has announced that over a dozen soldiers will be tried on military crimes in connection with the killing of five individuals in the border city of Nuevo Laredo last month. According to Mexican Defense, the 16 troops have been arrested and will be kept at a military jail in Mexico City while they await trial by a military tribunal. The soldiers are accused of breaking, quote, military discipline. The Mexican government asserts that these trials will go forward regardless of any allegations made by civilian prosecutors. Under Mexican law, separate accusations can be brought before military tribunals, but any violations committed by soldiers affecting civilians must go through civilian courts. Overseas now, as the four small children stabbed on a playground in the French Alps are no longer in life-threatening condition. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The case's lead public prosecutor in France says that despite the children's improvements, they are still being treated in a hospital. The prosecutor also announced that the alleged assailant has been handed preliminary charges of attempted murder. The exceptionally vicious and senseless attack claimed the lives of people from several different countries, and its effects were felt throughout France and beyond. The toddlers who were stabbed range in age from 22 months to 3 years old. The children are being treated at hospitals in both France and Switzerland.
During the incident on a playground in the lakeside town of Annecy, witnesses told investigators that the suspect invoked his wife, daughter, and Jesus Christ. Russian news outlets are reporting that an American musician who spent more than 10 years living in Russia has been detained on suspicion of selling drugs. According to the reports, Michael Travis Leak may have sold methadone, a drug with effects akin to those of cocaine and MDMA. Russian news media say a Moscow court ordered that he be held in pretrial custody for 2 months. Leak is accused of producing or distributing drugs, a crime that carries a maximum 20-year prison sentence. Travis Leak is the lead vocalist for the band Lovi Nock, in English, Seize the Night. This according to an Instagram page of that name.
West Virginia Child Protection make a visit to Shannon Overstreet's home May 24 after he's charged with malicious wounding and battery for severely beating his own mother. They ask about his 3-month-old daughter, Angel. Overstreet claims CPS picked her up 2 weeks ago. They check with neighboring agencies. Angel is not in CPS custody. Overstreet not cooperating with authorities. Angel Nicole Overstreet now missing 2 years. If you have info on what happened to Angel Overstreet, please contact Huntington, West Virginia PD 304-526-8585. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.